Oh, hello. Welcome back to another episode of, I don't actually know. This is more of a just catching up episode. Realistically, it's probably going to be an overview of the leaks per usual, right? To be quite honest, I've lost count of episodes already. I really just wanted to make an episode today, so I kind of just fired up the recording. Let me check real quick, actually. I think we're on episode 32. Yeah, episode 32 of Resell Radio. It's good stuff. I'm really excited because this summer I'm going to be able to get a lot more consistent with a lot of the stuff. Right now in my life, I'm currently pretty backed up with school, so my apologies for the lack of quality and in depth. And to be quite honest, just volume of content. I would have liked to get a whole lot more out there, but that's just not possible at the moment. So a decent amount of things went down. This week was arguably one of the more eventful weeks. I assume next week will also be pretty eventful, simply because there's a couple of figures that haven't come out that we were promised to have come out in June. For example, Baby No Money, probably one of the bigger ones, and then Dead Meat James, which is kind of odd because, you know, the 28th, which is, you know, one of the main drop days. I don't know if you've noticed, but the drop days have diverged into two separate days. I believe it's Tuesday or Wednesday is like a pretty like laid back, not as hype kind of drop, and then Fridays are consistently big, you know, like big ticket S-tier type drops, right? For example, we saw Uber Danger drop on the Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it was, and I think we can agree that he wasn't an S-tier drop compared to, I don't even know who dropped that week, to be quite honest, compared to, for example, in a couple of weeks, it's going to be the Misfits are going to be a Friday drop, right? That, like, we can agree that's a top tier type YouTuber. Not to call them good or bad. It's just the nature of how things are. But real quick, I'm just going to go over some of my favorite stuff, and then I'll go a little bit deeper into the nitty gritty, not as cool stuff. So hang with me as I bounce around what is going on in terms of the week. But yeah, probably the biggest news, in my opinion, has to be the release or confirmation that we are getting One Foot Misfits. At the moment, it's currently just the OG3, and they will be coming out on, people are saying this is their anniversary, like when they came out last year. I don't actually know because I wasn't here. So if you could confirm that, I mean, I could go look on the website and I probably will after this, but that's what people are saying. I don't actually know because I haven't looked myself. But that's what it's looking like. They're going to be $89.99 plus shipping, I believe, but again, not confirmed. And people are hyped. Like, people are very, very hyped. It's going to be 100% surpassing all of the, you know, the One Foot Bob Ross sales, right? And I'm going to assume that Swagger Souls is the big ticket, big tier one, because he actually posted about it and kind of advertised it earlier than, you know, Toby and Fitz. In the silhouette that, or on the advertisement that Toby posted, we didn't see a silhouette for Fitz, which is kind of interesting. Some people were saying that they weren't going to release him because, you know, the controversy that he got into. I think that's pretty dumb. I don't know why they wouldn't release him. It looks like they made him. I'm certain people are already over the whole debacle that went down with Kate and Carson, right? But that was just something I found interesting. But yes, going back to Swagger, I think Swagger is 100% going to do the best in terms of sales. We haven't been able to determine what the stock is, meaning we could see 1,000, I'm guesstimating 1,000 stock, because what I've seen is most U2s bounce between like 3 and like 7,000 stock for like random things. I think I've seen 7,000 once, but I wasn't able to confirm it. I've seen a 5,000 plenty of times. For example, Flamingo, Farmer Flamingo, had 5,000 stock or whatever. So I'm going to assume these 1 foot figures will be at around 1,000 stock. And I think they have the potential to sell out. I'm not confident in anyone other than really just Swagger Souls, to be quite honest. But if you're looking to make a flip, be careful, because it's my assumption that these won't ship for yikes a long time. I mean, they said the Handover Hero, which is the Bob Ross, 1 foot, whatever, that one's supposed to be shipping in October. And that one comes out next week. So it would be my assumption that, by the way, it's late October. It's not like early October, late October. It's my assumption that these won't be shipping until, late October, maybe November, early November. But again, we don't have confirmation on that. God forbid that there's a delay with those things, because that could absolutely ruin the sales. I mean, if that thing got delayed and pushed even longer, I think people would actually return it. But if you're looking to make a quick flip, I would pre-sell it. You're not going to have a lot of success holding on to it and then selling it right when you get it, simply because I personally wouldn't hold your capital in that figure for 6+ months. There's other places you can invest to make more money, but that's just my 2 cents. Another couple weird things that happened to me. I think most of you guys will have seen this, but I bought that counterfeit, or not, it's actually not counterfeit, it's a legit dead meme, not dead meme, kind of, holo meme, right? A legit holo meme, for like $11 with no box. Apparently, it's the real deal. Apparently, the dude is from China, and these are supposedly like rejects or something like that. I saw an email between like the buyer and stuff. I didn't release it because like I didn't really think it mattered. But yeah, apparently they're like completely legit and they're like functioning models. I think they're defects, because mine had like a weird, I don't even know what to call it, like scuff marks, but not really. It was more like just dirt. I don't really know what the deal was with that. Maybe it like scraped a piece of metal and they're like, defect, cost us like a couple pennies to make, so whatever, toss it. Don't really know what the deal was there, but I don't know. You can get some really cheap people or cheap figures from that dude. I gotta go look into the comments of that post. I totally forget the dude's name. Look up, let me find it real quick. Look up, oh no, I can't find it. Symposa, S-I-N-P-O-S-A on eBay. And he's selling a lot of figures. So like, if you don't mind not getting in box, definitely go cop from that guy. I don't know how much longer he's going to be around, but he seems to be going pretty strong on U2s currently. Another couple crazy weird leaks that I was pretty interested by this week, was the Junkie Janker leak. So I have a hard time. The people that listen to this, I assume, are relatively invested into U2s. So I would imagine you saw this leak. So if I keep saying, I imagine you saw this leak, it's just me convincing myself that you did see it. So I don't have to give too much context. But Junkie Janker leak, most of you guys saw it. It looks like there's Gumball and Junkie Janker leaning on a TV. It's pretty simple. The hype behind it is pretty strong, actually. It was a lot stronger than I anticipated. In terms of when that figure's ever going to come out, I think we got some months to go. Maybe. I mean, he said he was in talks with them, and I mean, hearing how long it takes to make some of these figures, it could be months from now. I mean, Vex took an entire year. Some people take like 6 months, others take like 3. Like, I don't really know what the deal is, but we definitely got some months until that would come out, I would imagine. Not certain. And then we got another like animation, this time Dat Boy. I'm still stumped as to what it can be. What I've seen, right? The community consensus has been it, like, because, you know, there's been the, oh gosh, what was it? Was there a Swagger Souls one? I already forget. I know there's the Dat Boy, and then there's a Handstand Carson. And then there's a third one. I totally forget it. But the consensus has been that it's some sort of like jumping or attacking motion. We can't figure out what it's for. I was guessing that it's probably, my guess is like almost 100% wrong, but I don't know if you've heard of the game Dream on the PS4. It's like a game engine where you can just make your own games. I got the same type of like animated vibes from it. Don't really know why. A lot of people saying that it could be like, you know, Super Smash Bros. And be like a platform fighter game. Some people are like, it's going to be Pokemon. I don't think it's going to be that, but that would be really cool. Some are just saying, like, I got weird Temple Run vibes from this jump action for some reason, even though there's no way it's a Temple Run game. Please let me know what you guys think and if you can find anything. I wish I knew when it was going to come out, because, I mean, they just keep releasing, you know, the animations, like, out of the blue. So I don't know. Maybe this is the vault. Maybe it's not. Could be a lot of things. Anyway, moving on. Today, this is by far my favorite piece of content they've ever made, period. End of story. It was the Twitter post with the Stonks Man and a guy named Gary V. Stonks Man looks, in my opinion, pretty cursed. Like, will I buy it? I don't know, man. It's not looking too hot, in my opinion. The nose doesn't actually throw me off. It kind of makes sense. But I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. We'll have to see what it looks like in figure form, right? Of course. And how the box looks, because the box, I mean, adds an entire separate sector of value, as we've seen, right? So, I mean, there's still room and opportunity for people to change their mind, of course, and for the figure to get better. But at the moment, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm not going to cop it currently. Hopefully that changes, because I like Stonks Man. I mean, I'm capitalist ducks. Like, what are you going to do about it? So, I don't know. But the reason this is my favorite piece of content that they've ever made, I don't know who made this content or who had the idea, who did what, if it was the marketing person, if there's like a social media person. I don't know. All I know is that when Austin and I were having lunch, I had mentioned Gary V, and like genuinely Gary V is like probably one of my top 10 favorite people, like, ever, right? He's just a serial entrepreneur, right? Runs companies, and I find him quite fascinating, and his takes on social media and marketing interesting. But that's literally the only reason I like it, because it has a Gary V dude in there. I don't know. It would be interesting. I thought maybe this could kick off some sort of like celebrity series, right? Like maybe they pose Baby No Money next to a giant Baby No Money U2s. I don't know. Just an idea. I don't know. Then, I mean, this is like not really a leak, but I mean, it's just entertainment in general. We got some more looks at the final, or actually not more looks. We got to see the final versions of two of the four custom figures from Black Friday. Number one was Mink Drews, and the second one was, Rephrase, that's his name. I thought they're really cool figures. I've asked a couple people around the community, like, if they're selling any. I've asked them if they're selling any, and they're not, unfortunately. I know someone who was offering $300 for one of them, and they denied it. So quite evidently, it's a very, I don't even know. Well, first off, it's the rarest figure behind, I guess, the Mr. Beast, like, life-size ones, right? But, like, those really count because I think some people took cash instead. And maybe, like, the prototypes that I have, but technically there are some that exist, right? There's some that exist outside of my hands that are just different versions, but it's the same concept. So those are arguably the rarest figures. I would think that they have some at the office, but I would imagine that it's not that many, right? So yeah, they own currently, arguably, because they're not, like, you know, publicly sold, the rarest figures in the world, which is pretty cool. Personally, I'm a big fan of the Rephrase one. I think his box looks really cool. There's two more. There's one by a dude named Egg Lotion. And then the other one, I forget his name, but I know exactly what the design looks like, which is, like, pretty odd. So I'll try to go track them down and figure out, like, hey, what's the deal with your U2s? I want to see pictures of it, right? But yeah, that's all I got in terms of the customs. They changed the color to the Lemonade Stand Duck, right? Does he have a name? I just call him the Lemonade Duck. That's what I call him, right? They changed the yellow to a little bit of a darker yellow. I wasn't a fan of it, so much so I actually didn't buy the figure because of it. Unfortunate. I know it was such, like, a random late change. And it was kind of a meme too. So interesting. I didn't expect it to sell out. It didn't sell out, right? People, it's just, I don't know. When it dropped, it just didn't seem too hyped up. So I don't think it did particularly well, but then again, I never took a look at the numbers. So, it's all, you know, assume it's all theory, I guess. Oh gosh, man, a week is a really long time to not make an episode. I don't think I should do this again. Cause, like, I just was thinking, like, a week ago, right? Did they have anything on Bob Ross? Oh, let me check. I'm going to go onto my Instagram real quick. Yeah, so I think the day that I released the episode, actually, I think I talked to Corbin about this because that was the last episode we did. They had just released Bob Ross, right? All the news about Bob Ross had come out because they had put him onto the site. I don't remember if I talked about this, but I'm going to talk about it regardless. Yeah, so the Bob Ross came out, right? We got confirmation that there's going to be a 1 foot. There's going to be the Call Me Carson, and then there's going to be the regular Bob Ross. Call Me Carson x Bob Ross, the collab, right? And people didn't seem too crazy stoked about it. I think people are really interested in the Call Me Carson x Bob Ross collab simply because it's Carson. I don't know what to tell you. He's a popular guy on the internet currently. So I think that will do relatively well. I can't really confirm anything because I don't know when the drop date is. I mean, it should be soon. But then again, he said he was going to postpone it. No, wait, I take that back. No. I'm dumb. That's the crying Carson. That's the one he said he was going to postpone, quote, indefinitely, until he felt like it. Which, by the way, it's been a really long time. I recall that was supposed to drop in May, and now it's, you know, or it was supposed to drop May 1st, and now it's mid-June. Unfortunate, but that's the way it is. Okay, let me check when the Bob Ross Carson drops. Okay, 4 days. Sorry. Yes, 4 days from now. At the moment, I'm going to buy a couple just for kicks and giggles. I'm probably going to keep one as well because it's Carson. But in terms of resell, it's kind of a risk. I think U2s has learned that a lot of Carson units sell. And I anticipate that they'll be not overstocking, but stocking certainly above average compared to other figures, right? So if you're going to buy to resell, be careful. You might want to, I don't know. I would be uncertain, right? I completely forgot about this. This one's huge. In Uber Danger's video, right, when he released this figure that day, YouTubers are supposed to drop a YouTube video with an advertisement, right? They dropped, or Uber Danger more specifically, sorry, dropped his video, right? I was at work that day, so I didn't get to take a look at it. But what occurred at the very, very end of the video is his advertisement, right? Normal advertisement, whatever. He's talking about the Uber Danger figure, right? Go buy it. Then at the very, very end, it showed three unreleased figures. And this was not supposed to get out because it was deleted by the time I tried to look at the video. People sent me pictures. It was Dashy Games, right? I have no clue if anyone knows who these people are. Like, they're big on the internet, but I don't think they're big with the demographic of YouTube. So I don't know. It's kind of 50-50 in my mind. So Dashy Games, right? By far the biggest one. James Marriott, which has been, you know, teased, leaked, whatever, but we didn't have any like official confirmation. So he was leaked, his figure. And then the third one was James A. Janisse, part of Dead Meat, which should be dropping soonish. So I don't think they're too torn after that one. But apparently he got him sent accidentally. So pretty sick deal for him. Like, he got figures or unreleased figures, right? That's pretty cool. I can't imagine he's too highly invested in YouTube's, but I don't know. That happened. So people look, or I guess the most popular of the three is probably James A. Janisse, but I'm not, it's pretty close in between James A. Janisse, aka Dead Meat, right, and James Marriott. Two have very strong communities, so we'll see. I didn't see a lot of action for Dashy Games, but then again, I don't think a lot of the community actually found out about it, because I don't think basically anyone who knows, well, anyone who's like a huge, huge fan of Dashy follows me. So I don't think they communicated it too heavily to that community. Could be wrong though. Maybe there just was simply no response for his leak, right? But those three, I mean, the figure, the James A. Janisse one specifically looks super, super good. Like, I'm talking arguably all time good. It has a lot going on, has something on his shoulder. There's like a knife in his head, knife on his, in his hand. There's like an apron, and he has like, oh, what is it? The Freddy Krueger glove hand, whatever it is. A lot going on in that figure. I think that figure is going to do particularly well. I didn't actually think it was going to sell out, but now I think it might sell out, because I mean, it's probably one of the better human-like or human-esque figures out there. So I'm really excited to see what that's going to look like. Same with this box. I think they can do a lot with it, because he covers the entire genre of horror, so they can make plentiful amounts of references. So that's good stuff. Is there anything else going on? I mean, B is going to drop in like, oh goodness, what is it? With the rest of the 1 Foot Misfits and Ryan P, right? In 13 days now? Yeah, 13 days. That drop is pretty packed. I don't think Hamby is going to sell out, simply because I think people rather move their money or save their money into purchasing a 1 Foot figure as opposed to buying, I don't know, B and Ryan P, right? I don't think either of those are going to do great or anything. I think the 1 Foot Swagger, like I said in the past, is going to do very well, because it's Swagger and he hyped it up very well. And I don't know, Swagger's figures historically have performed well, right? We'll see. we'll see. That's going to be like a really weird test drop. I mean, yes, we'll have the Bob Ross figure, the 1 foot drop before, right? But I think this, the next drop, right? The 1 foot Misfits are just so much more hyped up. It's totally, everyone's going to save the money and it's going to trump that buy or that drop, right? So I think that 1 foot drop will essentially give us the benchmark for all future 1 foot figures and how people react, right? Because we have two relatively big names that will be competing for getting purchased, right? So I think it goes Swagger Souls, then, well, it's so hard to compare because like the price differences, right? Because you can get 3Bs to 1 Swagger, but they're also charging shipping, blah, blah, blah. So, gosh, it's so hard to compare. Number one, if you have the money, it's definitely Swagger. Number two, it's Fitz. Number three, I think it's B. And then number four, it's Ryan P. And then number five, actually, four and five are probably really close because I think Toby, because, I mean, his 4-inch or whatever, 4.3-inch figure, right, is still going for $100. So I think people rather purchase a 1 foot version for the same amount of money than purchase the 4-inch version, right? By the way, the boxes look so cool for the 1 foot figures. Oh my goodness. The boxes are crazy. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it regardless. If I get in trouble, I get in trouble. I got word from some special people that they're going to be hand numbering the, what is it called? The Bob Ross 1 foot boxes. So that means there's probably not a crazy amount, probably like 1,000 and some change, maybe less. So that's going to be really cool. We saw the preview for the box. I'm a super big fan. It's going to be packed like 2 foot Pepe, right? Nothing like crazy, but it's still going to be a significantly bigger box and it's going to be really unique, which is going to make it a lot more cool and different for your collection, right? A lot of people were complaining that like, I don't have any shelf space for this 1 foot. So I don't know how people are going to start adapting. It's starting to get into the, like, the sector of collecting bear bricks. I don't know if you guys know what those are, but look up Bear Brick 1000 and you'll get a better idea as to what I'm talking about. But they're like little statues and they kind of look like Lego bears. It's quite interesting and they're retextured, right? Not to say Bear Brick and U2s are the same. They're completely different. I mean, U2s is making individual figures that are different. They're not reskinning things. But I think they're going to be treated the same way as Bear Bricks are more statues. And I think these 1 foots are going to be statues and you don't keep them in the box. So some people keep the 1 foot or the 4-inch or 5-inch versions in the box, like myself, right? But I don't think anyone's really going to keep 1 foots in the box. So that's going to really change the game up with how people showcase their collection. Soon, I was, this is just an idea, and I mean, it could or could not happen because it's just idea phase. I want to see who can make like the coolest collection. I don't know what that really means, but I want people to like show me their collection because I'm very interested looking at people's stuff. I don't know, because I have my stuff, but I don't display it whatsoever. So I like to vicariously live through people's collections knowing that I have their figures, but I just don't display them like that. Anyway, that's all I got. Thank you for listening to my, wow, this is a big episode, 29 minutes right now. Thank you for listening to the episode. I'm going to try to pump more of these out. The 19th of June is my last day of school. So after that, I can really start getting on it. Not that that's an excuse. It's just practicality currently. Yeah, that's all I got. And, oh, goodness. Oh, how did I forget about this? I got a giveaway going on. Check my Twitter. Check my Instagram. It's probably all over the place. Just join my Discord and go vote on poll pings. 9 times out of 10, you guys already know about this because you're listening to the podcast, right? So you must look at my Instagram and Twitter. Anyway. Thank you all for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.